This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Welcome to All Songs Considered, a music show for your computer. I'm Bob Boylan.
And that's me 22 years ago on the very first episode of All Songs Considered. The way we were able to listen to music in the year 2000 is so very different from now. There were no streaming services, no iTunes store, no YouTube, no Spotify, no iPods. Listening to music on the go was done by turning on the radio. And not everyone had a radio station to suit their tastes, so buying a CD was the most likely way to hear the music you loved. There were burgeoning sites such as the Internet Underground Music Archives and then Napster, and that made it possible to share the newly birthed MP3 files over your 14.4 baud modem. But you had to be a bit geek savvy to figure it all out. These days, we're blessed with being able to explore whatever music we want, but we all tend to wind up in our own little boxes. And I hope that All Songs Considered in 2022 will help you to discover something you might not otherwise. I begin today's show with Kay Tempest. I first heard their remarkable music and poetry and the album Everybody Down back in 2014. That was followed with a stunning performance at South by Southwest in 2015 and a Tiny Desk concert that year as well. There's new music from Kay Tempest, and here they are to take us to the new song, More Pressure.
It's the first single of my new album, The Line is a Curve. It's the penultimate song on that record. The whole record is kind of building towards this point. The song is hopefully a reframing of some of the themes within the record. It's basically saying that the more pressure a person is under, the more possibility they have for release. It's this idea that actually when you're under huge pressure, it can be extremely galvanizing and it can create all kinds of possibilities for increasing resilience and increasing acceptance and actually discovering the beauty of surrender, of letting go. So in that sense, hopefully it's a song of upliftment, and it's got a beautiful verse on it from Kevin Abstract. I was real blessed to have his input into the track, and I'm happy with this song. I think it's a good vibe. I hope that it reaches people and that it finds you wherever you are.
More pressure, more release, more relief, more belief. More distance, more reach. The truth is, I don't know, it's so deep. I know nothing. I used to think things were so clear. I was so near to nowhere. I could feel everything in me pushing for certain. Certain's a flimsy. Rock solid ground beneath me now tells me there's no ground at all. More pressure, more release. Your eyes, your cheeks, your features crease. More desire, less deceit, less complex, more complete. Less push, more flow, please let me let go. Get it all out of you, let it surprise you. I was in a party face, mostly eyeballs. Chin deep in a bag of white lies, saying I'm sick and tired of my own advice. I see it now, so perfect, but so hard to put into practice. One step forwards, two steps backwards. One soul's epiphanies, another soul's madness. I saw the truth in the curls of the vanishing girl. Hands like cobwebs dangling, eyes like deep sea dives. She said, stop worrying, man, stop panicking. Karma. Clearer, closer, nearer. More grounded, more rooted, less convoluted. More stillness, more movement, more existence. Less improvement, more decisions, less solutions. Less inhibition, less confusion. More intuition, more connection. More nature, more protection. More abundance, more reflection. Less instruction, more comprehension. More pressure, more release, more relief, more belief. More distance, more reach. The truth is, I don't know, it's so deep. More pressure, more release. More relief, more belief. Less push, more flow. Please, let me let go.
Let me let go.
Blast from the past, what's so
special. Get so in the universal. Roll onto the road that you came here for. Look at me, man, I came here past four. Look at the pressure, look at the souls. Look at the freedom, look at the clones. Look at my scars, look at my bones. Look at my folks. More release, more push, more new, more new. Yes, yes, understand how to hunt. And you taught me how to hunt, so I can be good too. Traveling, my rubber land. If you try and rattle down what's true to you, what's real. This is still all the words from cars. Sitting on top of your car. We have noise in the bar. Let them know, no, no.
More release, more belief, more belief. More distance, more reach. The truth is, I don't know, it's so deep. More pressure, more release, more relief, more belief. Less push, more flow. Please let me let go.
That's the words and music of Kay Tempest along with Kevin Abstract and the song More Pressure. The album The Line is a Curve will be out on April 8th. And let's keep the energy up and bring in Lars Godridge, our resident Viking, to turn us on to something new and maybe upbeat.
Yeah. Hey, Bob. It's nice to see you. Happy New Year.
Good to see you, too. Happy New Year.
First show of the year. Happy to be here.
And as I said earlier in the show, this is the beginning of year 23, Lars.
Woo!
Our 23rd year. I was describing earlier what it was like to get music in the year 2000.
Lots of CDs, I assume.
Lots of CDs. And if you were savvy enough, you were going on to, you know, the Napster and things like that.
Yeah, but, yeah. Crucial to young Lars.
I was wondering about that. I kind of figured you'd be one to have latched hard onto that.
Yeah. Although at 56K dial-up, it took 9 hours to download one song.
14.4 baud modems, yeah. A terminology that I may be the only one in existence today to have said those words in a sentence.
But I do have something that you don't have to listen to on a 56K dial modem dial-up. So on the very first day of 2022, an artist who goes by the name Pigeon Pit released an album called Feather River Canyon Blues. I'd never heard this artist before in my life, but it came up in the recommendations in my Bandcamp feed for that day. And I listened to it, and Bob, it took me back to the year 2001, 2002. Do you have time for like a tangent, or should we do that
Well,
later?
Please.
So, in the late 90s, I listened to a lot of pop punk, but I was kind of like getting tired of it. A lot of it sounded the same to me, and it was getting like too shiny for my tastes. And so I kind of like went away from it for a while. I was a freshman in college in 2001, 2002. A friend of mine invited me to go see Against Me in a punk house in Athens, Georgia. It just like threw on a light bulb for me. I think I've told this story like a million times, but I never get tired of it because like the whole room just heaved with excitement at this person with an acoustic guitar and a drummer just screaming their heads off. But it felt like punk should be to me. It was all the trappings of like punk from the previous decades seemed to be gone. And so that was really thrilling to me. And I kind of like reset in my mind of like what punk could be. There are a lot of like in the wake of Against Me, a lot of folk punk bands came around. Some of them are incredible. Most were not. Because it's a pretty, like, it's a formula, right? It's like acoustic guitar, scream loud, be extremely earnest.
Do it in about 2 minutes.
And, the highs were extremely high, And, I never stopped loving that music. Like, the early records by Waxahachie were that way. And I loved Ramshackle Glory and Defiance Ohio and Spoonboy. And Nana Grizzole, I loved all those bands, but like they're not too many have captured me since. So when I hit play on this record by Pigeon Pit, I was immediately transported back to 2001, 2002, Lars Godridge in his dorm room at University of Georgia, and just flipping out. And there is a bit of like a nostalgia trip to this. Like, I'm not going to deny that, but like, it's cool to hear. The thing that I always appreciated about folk punk is that it foregrounded the songwriting over like the sheer like sonics of punk. And that's what I hear in these songs. And, you know, I can't get over this album. It's so good. But apparently this is the first time Loam's, she's the main songwriter, this is the first time that she's had a full band. It's mostly just been her and acoustic guitar and maybe another singer. But here it's like she mixes in that folk punk sound that I love so much, but throws it on with a little bit of twang, with fiddle and fiddle and pedal steel and drums. And it's just so charming, Bob. I love it.
What are we going to play?
This is Empties by Pigeon Pit.
Bury my feet in the dirt by the pine, in the garden with my cat. He got too brave in the breath of the freeway. Bury my feet in your blankets, Christmas lights, in your bedroom. Children with a river to swim in. You brush my hair behind my ear. Can't stay in this town long, but for tonight you're here. I'd ever throw out your empties. You haunt me night after night. I see reflections of ghosts like your eyes in the porch light. I watch the nail glow red, turn my teeth into ash. You got eyes like fire, not feeling cash. You creep in my lungs, I'll choke on your silence. Your breath on my lips, and the patterns they find is watch the nail glow red.
Lars, I'm imagining, ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
I'm imagining a Tiny Desk home concert. Ooh. In your home.
My home.
Yes. Invite Pigeon Pit to your house to do a Tiny Desk home concert.
That sounds awesome. I'm into that. You hear that, Pigeon Pit? might be a little while. I think Loam's is based out of Olympia, Washington, you know, other side of the country.
Yeah, okay.
But, you know, somewhere in the future.
Somewhere in the future, we're going to do something. I love this. And the humor, which is something that kind of can get lost in music. That song is adorable with intense energy.
Yeah, and I actually asked Loam's, was like, do you want to tell me a little bit about what Empty's about? And she wrote like this long paragraph. I won't read the whole thing, it's basically about it's about thinking about utopias and what they assume we think is about the world. And she says, basically, it's about getting high on the couch.
I was like, Christmas lights, cats. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. You have one more. Where are we heading?
We're keeping it punk, but we're going to Tokyo. This is a band called Souk from Tokyo, Japan. It's a demo. It's not even an album. It's just like trying stuff out. And I found out about it. My friend Tracy runs a great newsletter called Turntable Report. And she linked to it in a recent one. It came out of like December 24th, 2021. So it's not brand new, but I don't know how many people were listening to new music on the day before Christmas. So, you know, this one gets a pass from me. Mostly because I believe music, that the timeline of music is elastic and doesn't make sense. And that when you find good stuff, you tell people about it.
Awesome. So what are we going to play?
This is a song, Sooner or Later, by Sook. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lars.
That is Sook, S-O-U-K, from Tokyo. It is a new project from a guitarist and singer named Hisane. She was in this really great Japanese hardcore band called No No No. Just like super fast, super like, just like everything. Just and this is like a new band for her. And I like how... it's still punk. It's still obviously punk, but like it throws in that little disco drum break. It's got some more chaotic guitar work. It feels a little bit Sonic Youth-y and Mission of Burma-y, and it's a little bit more post, I guess. But like the main thing of it is like it's just really fun and like a puzzle piece to kind of like twist your head around.
That's perfect. And it is a demo, but it is, you can get it on Bandcamp.
Right. Get on Bandcamp. It's, you know, throw a few bucks their way, and you know, it's, the thing is all 14 minutes long. There's a song in here called "Don't Bother Me," and that's the whole lyric. It's just "Don't bother me, don't bother me, don't bother me."
And you mentioned a newsletter earlier where you get turned on to music. What is that newsletter?
Tracy Keats Wilson. She's a good friend of mine. She has a newsletter called The Turntable Report. You can find it on tinyletter.com/turntablereport.
Fabulous. Thank you, Lars.
Thanks, Bob.
We'll take a break, be right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Carvana. With thousands of options under $20,000, plus customizable financing terms and down payments as low as $0 down, it's easy to find a car that fits your lifestyle. Visit Carvana.com or download the app today. Terms and conditions may apply.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. The Canadian artist Bashu Bulat is taking a moment to look back at our past five albums with the help of new string arrangements and new perspectives. And here she is to take us to the song, The Garden.
This is the title track from my album, The Garden. I recorded it last winter while pregnant with my first baby. It's an album of vocal and string quartet arrangements of newer and older songs. So the making of this record revolved around birth and rebirth and this idea of gardening and tending to new life. And we recorded every song to tape, including this one, which I find makes you commit to the moment and listen really deeply as it's happening and as you're playing. And I was really surprised and moved by how it felt to sing this song that I originally wrote in a time of heartbreak and loss, and to feel the song and myself transformed as I'm singing it and realizing it's now about this new era right in front of me. I've always felt like my songs know more than I do. And as time goes on, including on this record, it's revealing to me more that same way that a garden does every spring, new blooms and new seasons. I'm so happy I can share it with you. I really hope you enjoy it, and long live public radio.
Grass is the tallest. Lilacs all done with their blooming. Keeping your eyes closed to see it. In a dream we might not know, walking through mind in the old face, on the edge of an ocean. We won't look back, and if we don't, we won't be lost. I won't look back, and if I don't, I know I won't be lost. Even when daylight was shorted, you were still calling me darling. Lilacs were all overgrown there. In a year or two, if we find ourselves walking through, minding the old fence there, where the grass is the tallest, we won't look back, we won't be lost. We won't look back, and if we don't, we won't be lost. Oh, don't look back, and if you don't, you won't be lost. I won't look back, I know I won't, I know I won't be lost.
The music of Basha Bulat with string arrangements from Owen Pallett. The Garden is the title track to her new album. It's out February 25th on Secret City Records. Now to the artist known as Barry. This will be Barry Lindsay's second album. The first was with a five-piece band. This new album titled Barbara is with an artist familiar to the All Songs Considered crowd, Gabby's World. Here's Barry to talk about this new exciting collaboration and a song called Quarry.
Quarry follows the contours of falling in love, and particularly of falling in love in isolation. There are moments of great, loose, messy joy and also darkness and doubt and wondering who is this stranger. I wanted to make a song that evoked both feelings at once. In making this song and this album, I intended to make the whole thing by myself, for myself. I was going to make exactly what I wanted to make for me and nobody else. And then I met my wife. And she's a musician too, with a project called Gabby's World. And I suddenly found myself really caring about what she thought about my songs and found myself wanting her feedback and input. So we started this very fragile process of learning how to collaborate, like two skittish musicians prone to working in isolation. And it was a very powerful exercise in communication and boundaries and ego, which is all the stuff of relationships. So I stuck to my aim of making the album myself, short of mixing and drumming, but I got a lot of valuable production notes and input from Gabby. Quarry started with one synth. It's a part that cycles upwards forever in the Mobius strip kind of way and has fifths built into the sound, so it has a medieval Gregorian kind of harmonic quality, and it felt perfectly spooky and at odds with the popular elements I wanted to add over it, so it was a perfect parallel for the yo-yo effects of excitement and trepidation and elation I was experiencing, and so it was a perfect spot for the song to start out from.
Cooled up so long, woke up when you called, hiding out and sleeping.
The music of Barry and the song Quarry is from an album called Barbara. The album's out on March 25th, and you can watch a fun video for that song, which includes Barry and Gabby cutting off all their hair. The new project called The Smile is a chance for Radiohead's Tom York, Johnny Greenwood, and drummer Tom Skinner from the UK jazz band Sons of Kemet to try something outside their respective worlds. The new song from the trio is called You Will Never Work in Television Again. It's produced by Niall Gottridge, so give a listen to The Smile. The music of The Smile, the project of Tom York, Johnny Greenwood, and Tom Skinner. The trio's doing a series of three live concerts for three different time zones on January 29th and 30th. Go to thesmilethebandcom for details. I'm not alone in looking forward to the debut album from the Leeds band Yard Act. Their album, The Overload, is out January 21st. Back in November, they put out a spoken word post-punk song called Payday, and now they're at it again with more money-themed banter. I love this one. It's called Rich, and the voice of Yard Act's James Smith enlightens us to what it means to be a band while he imagines kind of a wild future. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. Take care, everybody. It's All Songs Considered.
This is straight from the horse's mouth. A little story about our song Rich and what it's about. I wrote Rich around the time that Yard Act first started to sort of to broach the idea that maybe we could do this for a living, and it was kind of a hypothetical exercise in what I'd do if all of a sudden I made loads of money. As someone who's never had money and never expected to on the current path they were treading, it got me thinking about the music industry, the entertainment industry, and how you have no control over the money you make if it spirals. On the rare occasion it does spiral, and I thought it'd be really funny if if the chorus from Rich was then used in loads of Hollywood films in montages where the main protagonist of the film becomes rich, and by association I would also become rich. And it was about what I'd do with that money and that power if I had it. Obviously it's hypothetical and that remains to be seen. As it stands, I still don't have any money, so please buy our record because I have a young family at home and nappies are really expensive. Cheers.
Almost by accident, I have become rich. Through continued reward for skilled labour in the private sector and a genuine lack of interest in expensive things, it appears I have become rich. And since I have become rich, I've been constantly living in fear of losing everything, that the bubble will burst, and falling from my perch, I will return once again to the life that I used to live with the things that I didn't have before I had become rich. It appears I have become rich.
Rich.
I put a pinch away each week in a place my hand wouldn't fit, so I cannot reach it. It is made of solid steel, a square foot deep with a slit, no bigger than an inch. One day when the seam splits in such a way that it cannot be restitched, I will scratch that insatiable itch and buy the whole hospital and everything in it, because I am rich. It appears I have become rich. You twitching like some headless bird, whilst the witch doctors poach for the stragglers in the herd, pitching the business down on Skid Row. The line goes out the door and you're right at the back. Man, two more poor dead kids in a ditch. I fucking love being rich. It appears I have become so rich.
So rich.
It appears I have become so, so rich. I'm literally drowning in it. But no matter how little I've got, I'll never lose the plot. On top of the hill looking out over the valley, you can see for miles and still get shot. The farmer doesn't want his cows getting what the other cows have got. He keeps his livestock stock stuffed in his sock. That's why he's rich.
It appears we've both become rich. It appears we're both very, very, very rich. It appears we both got gout. It appears we have no shame. It appears I have become rich. It appears I have become rich.
Lord forgive me, have mercy on my soul, never. No one ever tells you how tough it really is. Please teach me how to be modest and how to be rich. I've done some terrible things because I'm rich. Looking for opportunities in ventures that are bound to bring the silver rain. Sure, it's a rush being cush, but then again, life is a bitch. I've become so rich, and people hate you for it. People really hate you for it.
The Indicator from Planet Money is all in on video games. Not just because they're a fun hobby. Video games are one of the fastest growing businesses worldwide, worth more than the film and music industries combined.
We're seeing some games that are really taking, $500 million to make.
We're taking a week-long look at the video game industry. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
Why is everyone so obsessed with traditional wives or trad wives on social media? This week, we're talking about the viral videos of women making marshmallows and mozzarella from scratch, and how behind the sheen of calm kitchens and cute fits, there's some interesting pessimism about our modern world. And that's worth digging into. Next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
Jasmine Morris here from the StoryCorps podcast. Our latest season is called My Way, stories of people who found a rhythm all their own and marched to it throughout their lives. Consequences and other people's opinions be damned. You won't believe the courage and audacity in these stories. Hear them on the StoryCorps podcast from NPR.